This is the voice of the Mystic Ones. Wikipedia may have returned, but we still don't know why you lot continue to let Jedward live. And now, here's your stars for the week.
Ares!
This week, you'll be offered the chance to play Pinocchio in a new major motion picture. However, be careful before accepting this deal. There may be strings attached.
Taurus!
This week, your boss will tell you your grammar stinks. A bit personal, isn't it? And hardly fair. She is 94.
Gemini!
You quite fancy going into show business with a ventriloquism act. But you've heard there's a lot of difficult skills to master. Well, that's not entirely true. Especially if you're going to be the dummy.
Cancer!
This week you'll suffer a power blackout, leaving you in darkness. However, this won't affect your socializing, as you've stocked up on light beers.
Leo!
You suspect you may have drifted into cross-dressing. But really, if you go to work dressed as Jesus, you should expect people to get a little bit angry.
Virgo!
In an attempt to move into a more exciting career in the movies, you've enrolled in a stunt driving class. Just be warned, it's a crash course.
Libra!
This week you may be feeling somewhat hemmed in at work, but that's the hectic world of dressmaking for you.
Scorpio!
This week you'll be arrested for committing a lewd act with a percussion instrument. Really, Scorpio? Mark Bolan may well have been a musical genius, but you didn't have to take his lyrics as instructions.
Sagittarius!
When asked how you stay so bright and cheerful, you always say it's down to having the heart of a young child. And it's true, you do. It's in a jar on the mantelpiece.
Capricorn!
This week, you'll be shocked to discover that your DVD collection is covered in chocolate. One of the Easter eggs must have melted.
Aquarius!
You always wanted a place in the sun. And this week, you'll get it. Unfortunately, though, it's in an exposé involving peanut butter, a goat, and a bucket of soapy frogs.
And finally, Pisces!
Scorpio, that's enough of that. Put your hands in the air and back away from the musical instrument, chummy. And put your trousers back on.
Stand in the back of the van!